You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically for LGBTQ people. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
Donald Trump took away the specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to promote community solar energy programs across the state. The legislation has been proposed in previous sessions, but never gained enough support to move forward. If passed into law, it would allow local municipalities to approve small-scale solar energy projects rather than requiring approval by the Public Service Commission. The lawmakers expect to gain bipartisan support for the measure this session, and Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for expanding solar energy use. A federal bill would spare Wisconsinites from watching Packers rival football games. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed have introduced legislation that would require cable and satellite carriers to carry the Packers Week 9 game for more than 400,000 Wisconsinites in 13 counties near Minnesota and Michigan. Those Wisconsin residents live in TV markets originating out of Minnesota and Michigan, which would force them to watch either the Detroit Lions or Minnesota Viking games on Fox instead of the Packers. The bill would also require providers with Wisconsin subscribers to carry Wisconsin channels so Wisconsinites have access to news and events relevant to their state and region. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department continues to flush water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Flushing will continue through October 3rd. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes when washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days. Sauk County will hold a hazardous waste clean sweep event Saturday from 8 to noon at the former Sauk County landfill in Baraboo. Clean sweep is an opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose an environmental risk, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. Hazardous waste will be collected at no charge. However, there are fees for tires, some electronic items, and appliances. Please remove all batteries from electronics prior to the event. To have a successful and safe event, please follow these rules. Stay in your vehicle at all times while at clean sweep. If you are or recently were ill, please stay home. All items that are being dropped off should be loaded into the rear of the vehicle, trunk, truck bed, or trailer. Pharmaceuticals, IVs, needles, latex paint, and motor oil will not be accepted at the Sauk County Clean Sweep event. Latex paint is non-hazardous, but it must be solidified before throwing away. It's easy to dry out. If you have a small amount, simply remove the lid and allow it to dry outside. Mix larger amounts with cat litter or a paint drying product sold at hardware stores. Never dispose of liquid paint in your trash. Residents can drop off unwanted medications at various police departments throughout the county and at the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. For more information regarding the Sauk County Clean Sweep Program, contact the Land Resources and Environmental Department at 608-355-3245 or conservation@saukcountywi.gov. You can also visit co.sauk.wi.us/landconservation for a more complete list of accepted items and alternative disposal options. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country is offering a series of adult education classes on ways to boost your brain and memory. Pam Kohlberg is a dementia care specialist in the Richland County ADRC office.
This class I love teaching. It's called Boost Your Brain and Memory. It's both a learning experience and a discussion about how do you implement strategies that help you boost your brain. And it's Mondays, September 29th through November 10th from 1 to 2:30. It's again at the Community Center. It's like my favorite room. And if you want to register for that, you call me at 608-548-3954. So that's my direct number to register for that class.
ADRC's Boost Your Brain and Memory series offers a unique whole-person approach to brain fitness. Mather Lifeway's Institute on Aging created the evidence-based brain health program that goes beyond simple brain games. It focuses on a variety of lifestyle factors that impact brain health and on memory strategies that participants can implement in their daily lives. Program participants will learn practices that can help them live a healthier lifestyle, improve memory, be more organized, pay closer attention, and regulate their emotions. An orientation and introductory class will be offered first, followed by a class, topics on physical activity, emotional health, cognitive activity, nutrition, spiritual activity, and social engagement. Boost Your Brain and Memory adult education classes by the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country will be offered Monday afternoons from 1 until 2:30, starting September 29th and running through November 10th at the Richland Center Community Center. To register, call Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Making movies seems like a pretty good gig. Believe it or not, there are people who whine and moan about it, according to wrestler-turned-actor David Batista. He told GQ he is getting older and more choosy about projects and says, quote, "I want to work with people I just love and respect because I love this business. I love filmmaking and the art, and if people don't want to be there, I don't want to be there with them." This was obviously before reviews for his new film, Afterburn, came out. If you're looking for something to rent that you might have forgotten about or never got around to seeing, check out a film that's climbing the HBO charts. 2011's The Sitter is more or less a remake of the Elizabeth Shue 80s comedy Adventures in Babysitting, albeit a more foul-mouthed and raunchy one. Jonah Hill and Sam Rockwell star in the film that critics say might be worth a revisit. If you're wondering why it was forgotten about, it could be because it received a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it does have Sam Rockwell. It's worth checking out, as sometimes history is kind to comedies. Well, that was fast. Jimmy Kimmel is back. ABC announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return, with his first day back on the air being Tuesday, September 23rd. Turns out being suspended for an indefinite indefinite amount of time meant about a week. Disney faced protests from viewers and fans of the company, which included celebrities Martin Short and Tom Hanks, who have created very successful characters for the Mouse House. They teamed with the American Civil Liberties Union, according to Variety. The ACLU called the move to suspend Jimmy a blow to free speech. Disney CEO Bob Iger said bringing back Jimmy Kimmel Live was in the best interest of Disney and ABC. As of this writing, drama manufacturers Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, owners of many of the ABC affiliates, say they won't air Kimmel's return, so the struggle continues. Sometimes it's not as fun to watch big movies at home as it can be in the theater. That's not going to stop people from checking out the latest superhero film to drop on the streamers. Fantastic Four First Steps is now available on various platforms to stream, which gives people like me lots of options of how not to watch. But for those of you who are huge MCU fans, check out this pretty well-reviewed flick now in your living room as of yesterday. Mariska Hargitay has played Olivia Benson for over 25 years on Law & Order SUV, but it was almost a much shorter run. She was nearly let go after season 3 due to an incident involving alcohol. It's not what you think. Hargitay says she had a few glasses of wine with her hairstylist and requested a pixie cut. What she thought was a really cool cop haircut almost got her fired from the show. It's a good thing she didn't go with the custard nut. Google it. It's funny. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. It's 60 right now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.